For more than a decade, Max Gomberg worked for the State Water Board on the most pressing problems of our time, like the changing climate, the housing crisis, and how the state's water resources are allocated. He resigned last year, and in a recent webinar sponsored by the Tuolumne River Trust, explained why. Governor Gavin Newsom's administration is putting business interests over environmental protections.
What I saw in the transition from the Brown administration to the Newsom administration was really a change from an administration that was willing to let its regulatory agencies, its water board, make some tough decisions and put rules out there that not everyone liked, but that were in the interest of the public, of the environment, and to a Newsom administration that really was not interested in that level of autonomy, where everything was sort of top-down controlled, very tied to explicit political goals.
Gomberg said politics plays a big role in Newsom's decisions. Just before Newsom took office in 2018, the Water Board decided to increase the San Joaquin River flows to benefit wildlife habitat. Newsom reversed the move and shoved out Chairwoman Felicia Marcus. It shocked environmental advocates. It's no secret that the governor touts his green environmental viewpoints as he auditions for a possibly higher office someday. But for a growing number of conservation and tribal groups, the green image doesn't square up with the reality. Newsom has pushed for building the Delta Tunnel and recently fast-tracked public input on the Sites Reservoir Project, a $4.4 billion dam project, widening the distrust with those constituencies. Again, Max Gomberg.
His track record on water, with the notable exception of getting a safe drinking water program through, which was very important. I don't want to minimize that. But with that notable exception, has been extremely adverse to healthy ecosystems, to a transition to a more sustainable agriculture in the state, to sort of protections for people. It's been very much in favor of large industries, large utilities, and what I'll just call the existing power structure.
A case in point is the proposed voluntary agreements plan the administration is promoting. It would bring together dozens of water agencies with state and federal governments to provide targeted river flows and expand wildlife habitat in the Sacramento and San Joaquin watersheds and the Bay Delta. Environmental advocates say that's not good enough. They insist the state should mandate freshwater flows sufficient to maintain those ecosystems in good condition and that the voluntary agreements will not accomplish that. Gomberg agreed with that assessment.
The voluntary agreements are basically a set of backroom deals engineered to avoid accountability, to avoid regulatory oversight, and to put as little water back into the rivers as possible.
Max Gomberg explained there is enormous pressure on the five water board members coming from above to make decisions favorable to the Newsom administration's political interests and to the state's powerful industries like agriculture. But the water board's staff of science and ecology experts have drafted a plan documenting the state's current water situation with goals for environmental restoration and water equity.
I think there are a lot of good people on staff at the water board, and they have tried to really lay out how badly our ecosystems have been wrecked, how decimated, you know, the fish and aquatic species have become, and what it would take to really start the restoration project.
The State Water Board has been holding hearings and workshops on the specific findings and analysis in that draft report. The next hearing is set for December 1st, where the staff report, including the voluntary agreements, will be discussed. Extensive coverage of the Water Board's hearings and the staff report, including how to comment, are on their website. That's waterboards.ca.gov. Vic Bedoyan reporting for KPFA News and KFCF Radio.